Monsieur Jean-Jacques, bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va très très bien, merci, Abongile.
I must apologize, monsieur. I feel like I'm one of the citizens in many African countries where I keep voting for a dictator. I was just telling the listeners now. I mean, Vodacom, I was not happy with them, but I thought, let me renew my contract because there's none better out there. And I'm immediately regretting that decision. I don't know why I'm like this. Anyways, monsieur, let's talk.
I think you have no option. I think they're all, you know, pretty dismal.
Yeah.
And they've got you. They've got you once you sign up. Perhaps we just need to, I don't know, maybe we should buy some semaphore flags and signal each other that way and then do away with telephones, eh?
18 after 5. Monsieur, let's talk about the African continent. Apparently, former African president has urged Africans to protest strongly the death of George Floyd in America.
Well, there is that forum of former African presidents, and they've urged this, as we say, a strong protest. The former Benin president, Nisefore Sogolo, he was there. Cyril Ramaphosa has been urged by the ANC to make a noise about this, and his foreign minister has spoken out. Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, he's also spoken out. So this is a great deal of passion and feeling about this internationally. The only person who doesn't really feel seems to be Donald Trump, who thinks that there's some electoral advantage for him in acting very tough against the protests. You know, that he cleared away these well-heeled women with their designer handbags standing outside the White House protesting, just making their protest felt. He got the cops to move them off brutally so that he could walk up. He'd been hiding away, obviously, in the cellar of the White House the whole weekend. He was scarred by the reports that this had happened, so he decided to walk outside. But before doing that, he got the cops to clear everybody away and stand in front of a church awkwardly holding a Bible. Well, I mean, it's just amazing what this man can do next, eh?
It's going to be interesting. And, monsieur, it seems out in Mozambique, if you have COVID-19, there's some sort of discrimination against you.
Yes, very worrying indeed. And the authorities are saying, you know, there have been lynching threats in Beira. This results in a fall in the number of people going to clinics to being tested. And the government's not even disclosing the locations of confirmed cases of COVID-19. So that stigmatization that every single government's warned against. And you can understand people being frightened, you know, to be in the presence of people who have COVID-19, but to behave in this way, in such a violent way, or threatening of violence, is unacceptable. Yeah?
And as we continue, monsieur, to finish off some of these stories in the African continent, Rwanda has denied the deporting of Chinese citizens for making Rwandans work for long hours. Oh.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think if you really want to upset the Rwandan authorities, you've got to indicate that the Rwandans don't like working hard. And, you know, that's one thing. I know the one thing that I have had a furious response when you criticize their human rights, that's one thing. They take that with a pinch of salt. But the point is, if you say they don't pay their bills or they don't work hard, they become absolutely incensed. And in this case, they've said it's absolute fake news. Nobody has been reported. We have no problem working hard. We have no problem working long hours. Well, they're saying that because they want the investment in their country. But if you are, I find that quite amusing. Absolute fake news to say that we've deported Chinese because they make us work too hard or too long hours.
I also thought maybe they're talking about a different country. Anyways, monsieur, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Have yourself a fantastic day. We'll chat tomorrow. Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.